Welcome back. This is Backdoor Cover. We're going to do sports today with three guys that know moderate amounts of information about sports. I'm Ross Bolin, and I'm here with Dylan Chivalry.
Hey, what's up, Bill? You're not in your normal seat today.
And I know. I wanted to mix it up.
It feels a little uncomfortable.
I made Dan sit in my seat. That seat sucks. It's the worst seat.
I'm sure I'll get through it somehow.
And what's Dan Regester. Hello, Dan.
I really don't know how to, move on with this seat.
No, it's awful.
Dan, you look very comfortable, by the way.
You do look comfortable. You look at seat. Maybe that seat's made for you.
Might be. Should I, slouch down? I think I need to.
I don't know. That's
get more in Ross.
You just do what you need.
That's what I look like, and that's not the look that. Trust me, you don't want that.
I just gotta fill your void, so we're good.
Anyway, before we jump into all the extreme sports talk, let's talk about Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. That's one of our brands here at Grand X Media that we run. It's a men's retail outlet?
It's an online retail store. Yeah,
where you purchase men's clothing for men,
for brands from everywhere. We collect the best clothing from the best brands, not just clothing, but accessories. And
you might have heard of some of them, Vineyard Vines.
Yeah, so we all got new Vineyard Vines shirts. We got to just pick one to wear so we could talk about it. Full disclosure, so we could talk about it.
Yeah. Of course, Dylan picks the same shirt I chose.
Have you tried yours on yet?
Yeah.
Okay, this is my first Vineyard Vines button down I've ever owned.
Did you get a slim cut button down?
I got the slim fit. I'm
so
a
did
slim
I.
Guy.
So it did is I.
It fits like. It fits really well,
like a glove.
Yeah, I was
slim fit.
I was very impressed with the. I got mine yesterday because I wasn't here on Monday when y'all got yours.
Yeah,
so I tried mine on yesterday and I stood there and I stared at myself for a while. I won't lie.
Anyone who takes their appearance seriously, and you should, if you have respect for yourself, appreciates a well fitting shirt.
Look good, play
it's
good.
Cut really well, so I don't tuck. I'm not a tucker. You know that about me.
I don't tuck either. I do when I'm made to tuck, but I don't enjoy tucking.
I don't tuck unless it's just completely unacceptable.
Right.
So, it's a perfect length to go untucked, is what I'm trying to say here.
So check out the Vineyard Vines button-downs. We've got a code for you as a listener, and that code is BDC, as in Backdoor Cover 10. BDC10. Get 10% off your whole order. Get in there. Get yourself some Vineyard Vines. We got other brands, too, such as
Patagonia, Mizzen & Main,
Yeti, Travis Matthew, Cole Haan, and Costa.
And you're probably in a winter rut, middle of February. Get some new digs. Get some new clothes. Get out of that rut.
It's retail therapy. Retail therapy. So I'm all about that life. BDC 10, 10% off your whole order. ManOutfitters.com. Now let's talk sportses.
Let's jump right into the NBA. I can't wait to talk about NBA stuff.
You need to lead this section.
So the Raptors got Serge Ibaka.
Oh, man.
Man, they're looking tough.
Oh, man.
Man, you don't want to face him in the playoffs.
Dylan doesn't know a fucking thing about basketball.
I don't watch NBA until the playoffs, and that's only if the Spurs or LeBron is playing.
So now we're going to have him lead the NBA section the whole way through. So Serge Ibaka to the Raptors. I don't know that all that many people care about this. I'm a big NBA guy, and I don't really care. No. I mean, sure, the Raptors are like the third best team in the East.
Which means they're pretty much just either going to be like their ceiling right now is the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, they feel like a little bit like where the Rockets are at in the West. It's like, yeah, you're really good, but there's Golden State, San Antonio. I mean, what are you really going to do? What are they going to do against the Cavs? They're not going to beat the Cavs in a 7-game series.
Like, I'm sorry, Kyle Lowry is not going to go off in a 7-game series against LeBron.
I love Kyle Lowry.
I do too. He's a Philly guy.
I'm a huge Kyle Lowry guy.
I kind of want him to come to the Sixers at some point.
That would be cool. Or come back to the Rockets. But no, we don't need a point guard anymore. Anyway, yeah, Serge Ibaka to Canada, which...
What is...
They sent Terrence Ross back to wherever Serge was.
What is Orlando doing, though?
I don't know.
What is the Magic's deal? They've been trying to rebuild for the last... Since Dwight Howard left.
They just pick up guys that are really good at dunking so that they can be in the dunk contest. And that's it. That's all that they do in Orlando nowadays.
Oh, yeah, the reigning dunk champ is an Orlando guy.
Gordon?
He's not participating this year, I don't think.
That's great.
What? The dunk contest used to be so cool, man.
Dude.
But everyone, it used to be Jordan and Wilkins, and everyone did it.
LeBron fucked the whole thing up when he was like, I'm never doing it. No more, A++ talent will ever do it again.
Honestly, I would just rather have Zach LaVine go against Zach LaVine.
I don't think he's doing it either.
Zach LaVine. Just have Zach LaVine participate for every spot.
I will say this. One of the dudes that's in it, and I don't know his name, but he was doing some dunks in his pregame warm-up that made SportsCenter. And oh my God. So it should still be entertaining. It's just, I don't know. It sucks. It's like, it's fun to watch still, but it's not the same as when it's a bunch of big name all-stars.
Have I told you guys that I could dunk when I was in high school?
You have told me roughly 45 times.
Yeah. Dan, do you know that?
No.
I could dunk. Yeah, that's true.
Do you believe that he could dunk?
Probably.
Okay.
How tall are you?
6'1".
I'm 6'1".
Okay.
I have pretty big hands, so I can palm a basketball, most basketballs.
That's my problem.
And, yeah, you have tiny hands. Sorry, Dan.
Like Trump.
We did the combine, 6 months ago? I had a 31-inch vert. I mean, think about it.
I don't know what that... See, I don't know where to put that. Like, what is 31 inches?
Well, you say
like,
he's 6'1", right? 31 inches.
Almost three rulers.
Well, my reach is, you know, I have standard arm length.
12 inches is a foot.
Yeah, I know that. So, like, almost three rulers.
Well, to be clear, I can't dunk now.
That just doesn't seem very high.
I could dunk when I was, you know, 16, 17.
Right. So 25 years ago.
25 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If my math is correct.
It is.
Which is, you know, good for you.
Yeah, I just
good for you, man.
What they do need in a dunk contest, though, if they're not going to have all-stars, is they need that one white guy that is just truly terrible. Like, he takes all 30 seconds, does his, like... Do they still have, like, unlimited tries for
30
seconds?
Trying to see that,
yeah,
Dan.
But there's a shock. Well,
I like when someone is truly terrible.
What's the short dude's name who was on the Knicks?
Nate Robinson.
Nate Robinson.
Yeah, he ruined it for me.
Yeah, he ruined it
because
for me,
because I think the rule was, as long as you get one down, it doesn't matter if it's your 10th attempt.
Yes.
You're supposed to be judged solely on that one dunk.
Yeah.
So he tried the same one for, like, the full minute that they're allotted or whatever.
Yes.
And it was the worst minute of basketball ever.
I could be mistaken, but I think they have since changed up the rules.
They change it every year.
That's true.
It's a new format every damn year.
But that particular couple years
there,
they've
got to trash
when it was
this.
Nate Robinson,
it was terrible.
Nate Robinson versus Dwight Howard nearly sunk All-Star Weekend as a whole.
It was terrible.
Holy shit, those
were bad. And
let's
just get an update. Where do you think Nate Robinson is right now?
He's trying to get back into the NBA, like, actively.
But where is he? Where do you think? I know where...
I don't know where he lives.
Wait, remember, he was trying to make an NFL team.
He's currently playing for the Delaware 87ers.
87ers.
What the fuck are the 87ers?
The Delaware 87ers. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm just...
Which...
Like, I know what a 76er is because I've Googled it before.
Oh,
but what's an 87er?
You got the 49ers.
What happened in
87? 87ers.
Wait, did Delaware become a state in 1787?
I'll tell you one thing. I was born in 1987.
Right. That sounds right, right? Delaware was the first state. That's on their, like, coin.
Yeah, that could be it.
1787.
That could be it. Still, really, like, there's got to be a better team name out there. Is anybody the Scorpions yet? Because that's got to happen.
No, it doesn't.
There's got to be Scorpions.
I want to buy an NBA franchise, like an expansion team, and just make the worst team name in the history of sports.
Well, we could probably get an NHL team like that. I'm surprised Vegas, that they were not the Vegas Scorpions.
What'd they go with?
It's a missed opportunity. The Golden Knights.
The Golden Knights.
That's pretty cool.
No, I think it's bad. What's your favorite mascot, any sport, any level of all time?
Mascot or... Yeah. Like, because my favorite mascot is Clutch the Bear.
No, I don't mean like the guy who walks up and down the sideline.
Okay, okay.
I mean, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Man... I don't know. The Raiders are cool. Oakland.
I'm a UC Santa Cruz
banana slug
guy.
I was going to say the banana
slug. That is a fantastic one.
That's great.
I don't know. Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Sammy the Slug.
Banana slug.
I can pick one out of a lineup. I don't know what a banana slug looks like. But
all right. Kevin Love's out 6 weeks with a knee injury. Man, that's tough for the defending champs.
You know, that might set them back a little bit.
Yeah, I think LeBron needs help, because how are you supposed to win? LeBron,
how are you supposed to win with the team that you won a championship with?
LeBron would agree.
I don't know what he's supposed to do now with no Kevin Love.
Man, are they gonna? I'm glad. Do you think Cavs fans though, or would rather have no Kevin Love than Carmelo?
I think if Cavs fans are smart, they stay the hell away from Carmelo Anthony. There is nothing, that's just the worst idea. The Dylan, this comes up because there was all this talk that the Cavs were going to move Kevin Love for Carmelo Anthony. You don't want to touch anything related to the New York Knicks right now in any way.
Porzingis? If you were given the opportunity.
He's not going anywhere, dude.
Well, no, but I'm saying if like they just offered you Porzingis.
Even then, I feel like you're taking a slight risk that the Knicks curse, like that cancer comes with him to you.
I do know, like you said, I don't follow much NBA. I do know that the Knicks are an absolute travesty right now.
One of the biggest dumpster fires in recent sports history.
Yeah.
So Phil Jackson took over as the GM. Phil Jackson, one of the most respected sports coaches, much less NBA coaches of all time. Multiple championships with Jordan.
Not GM, he's like the president of basketball operations.
Whatever,
right?
But he's doing all the GM shit. And
he just found somebody to give him a check.
He's a disaster. First of all, his life is just, in general, coming off the tracks. He lost his... I don't think him and Jenny Buss were married, but they were whatever they
like,
were.
They were together for like 19
years. Okay, they were engaged. Yeah. They amicably split, but still have a great amount of respect for each other, which is just... You don't break up with Phil Jackson for something other than... They're weirdos, is my point.
Well, he's been a weirdo. He's just
the Zen master.
The thing
weirdo.
Is, though, he's been a weirdo that's won.
But now so he's a weirdo that sucks at his job. Knicks suck. Their franchise is a disaster.
People have a problem when you don't win.
Nobody wants to go to New York. Carmelo hates it there. LeBron thinks Phil Jackson's a racist. And then you've got Charles Oakley fighting people in the stands. Like, what the fuck? So they lifted the ban on Charles Oakley, but this is the part that, obviously, Dan, like you've said, this is old news, the Oakley stuff. The Oakley fight is old news. But I don't believe that the meeting between Charles Oakley, Adam Silver, Dolan, and Michael Jordan is old news. What the... you have to bring in Michael Jordan to fix this beef? That's just weird. What is Jordan going to say that nobody else could say? I don't understand the relationship between Jordan, Charles Oakley, and Dolan. James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks.
Well, he's Jordan, man.
Dude, they
conference called him in. They were like, all right, we've got Michael Jordan on the line to fix this situation. And it worked, apparently. He's like, we need him working for the SWAT team to go negotiate with people who are about to jump off rooftops to save people from committing suicide.
Was Oakley a Bull at one point? Wasn't he a protector?
Okay, that's why. But still, weird. And Jordan owns a team. He owns the fucking Bobcats.
Well, they're not the Bobcats anymore.
No, they're the Bobcats forever.
They're the Charlotte Hornets.
They're still the Bobcats.
They went back to the Hornets?
Yeah, they're back to the Hornets.
Shows how much I know.
Dude, that's a good example of a truly awful mascot. The Bobcats.
Well, the original team owner.
Texas State, man.
I'm aware of that, but this is an NBA franchise.
The original team. I think the original team owner owned the construction Bob.
His name was Bob.
I thought he owned.
His name was Bob.
The original owner was the founder of BET, and his name was Bob, so he named the team the Bobcats.
I don't know if that's right. I think the dude owned construction equipment, the Bobcats.
The tractors. They're called Bobcats.
The Bobcats, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to lay it
out there.
There's
nothing threatening about a Bobcat.
No matter which of those situations it is, it's fucking terrible.
Okay, if a Bobcat wanders up to your house, like you live in a rural area, whatever.
You shoot it.
You're like... Is that a bobcat? You're not like, oh fuck, it's a bobcat. You're like, oh, that might be a bobcat. You're not scared.
Man, I hope it doesn't eat the squirrels in my trees.
Like you could probably just punt that thing.
No, I think
it's not really big.
Can fuck up your dog.
Oh yeah, they can.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you see a bobcat on your property, you shoot it.
Dan, my point is, if a tiger walks up, you're running, right? Because he will thrash you to death.
This is not.
He will gut you and spill you out all over your lawn. A bobcat, it's like, oh, I hope he doesn't get to me. You know.
Yeah, but a bobcat's sneaky that way. It's
no, they're not.
Go up, y'all, I'm going to pet it. It's cute.
All right.
It
we saw a bobcat came up on our land the other day at the ranch. I told you guys.
Yeah, we
about
got
it.
Bobcats here in Texas.
We tried to shoot it, but it ran off. It was trying to get our chicken.
Here's a good way of putting it. If you're standing there and a bobcat jumps on the back of your head from behind and starts clawing away at you, you're going to rip it off your head and stomp it out.
He can fuck you up if he sneak attacks
you. I'm not saying he couldn't fuck you up, but you would kill it.
He's got a sneak attack, is what I'm saying. He's not going to.
But you can kill him with your bare hands.
Yeah, if you square up to a bobcat, you're going to win that fight no matter what.
Now, if a lion jumps on you from behind,
a bobcat weighs 25 pounds, 30?
Yeah. Big one, maybe 35.
I'll fuck one up. I'm not scared of a bobcat.
That's still more threatening than a hornet, which is now Charlotte's mascot.
But when you choose Hornet as your mascot, you're not going for like into the intimidation factor.
And Bobcats don't attack in squads. Hornets, you get 20, 30 Hornets together and they attack you, man, they'll end you.
How many Hornets would it take to take down a Bobcat, you think?
50?
Wow.
50 Hornets? That's a possibility, man. They live in hives. Bobcats don't roll in deep like that.
I'm not scared of Bobcats, man. I won't let that be known.
Anyway.
A tiger, though.
All-Star Weekend is this weekend. It's in New Orleans for the 27th time. I think that's the correct stat. I don't know why they do this there. I love New Orleans as a city. Great place to go if you want to ruin your life for a weekend.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like a good idea to put all the All-Stars in the NBA in what is... It's a city of debauchery. This is where you go to make terrible decisions.
The flight home from New Orleans, it's similar to the flight home from Vegas. You never feel good about yourself.
Dude,
never.
How about the drive home miserable. From New Orleans?
Oh, they want it to be fun, though. You want the All-Star game to be in Indiana every year?
No. But that's not the point. You can find some middle ground between Indiana and New Orleans. This is just asking for one of your players to fuck up.
You put a 25-year-old single athlete with millions of dollars to spend in New Orleans for a weekend, he's going to find trouble.
Dude, I was there. I was in New Orleans by coincidence with my wife's company. They were on a trip to New Orleans, which also a terrible idea. But just walking the street, I saw Snoop Dogg. So Snoop's there. You know he's got weed. Half the NBA smokes weed.
Do you think the NBA also supplies all their players for the All-Star break, especially when it's in New Orleans with like penicillin shots?
Dan. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't think their health care covers like free. They don't just like jack everybody up with penicillin during the All-Star break.
There's a titter every 50 yards. Shouts to Rick's Cabaret down there in Berlin.
Yeah, that's where all the NBA players go.
Yeah, they go to Rick's.
They go to Rick's. The common man's strip club.
The place is dirty.
That's what I love about the New
Orleans.
I've
never been.
New Orleans strip clubs are the best because they're absolute trash.
Rick's is the kind of place you go in with your boys for like the novelty of it. Like, oh, we went to the strip club. It was funny as shit.
There's like a mattress on the stage.
Yeah, you don't go to Rick's to get your rocks off, is what I'm saying.
See, I've never been to New Orleans, but aren't there bars in New Orleans that are just like girls stripping in the middle of the bar and stuff? Is that
Yeah, they're called strip clubs.
No, that's just the strip clubs.
Okay.
New Orleans is, I mean, you'll see naked women out on the streets.
Yeah.
It's a wild place, Dan. You have to go to New Orleans.
You don't want
to
see them, but they're there for you to see.
Dan, you got to go. Let's take Dan.
I don't know if I can ever go back.
Yeah, you probably can't go. Yeah.
I don't think I want to go back. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do.
Probably
if I went to New Orleans with you, I would have to put you on a leash, I think. Keep you close to me.
That place scares me. Anyway, All-Star Weekend is this weekend. A dunk contest apparently features a D-leaguer who has never dunked in an NBA game. I didn't even know that was you could do that. It seems like it should be against the rules. It's like having a guy pledge your fraternity at the University of Texas, but he goes to Austin Community College. Like, that's what this is. There's a D-leaguer in the NBA dunk contest.
I want to see the best dunkers. I don't care where they're from.
I do.
I don't.
Okay, then you need to be watching something else, because the best dunkers are dudes who suck ass at basketball, live in Harlem, and do dunks on the fucking playground.
Every year during the dunk contest, there's always two or three guys I've never even heard of anyway.
And yeah, okay.
They ride the bench for the Charlotte Bobcats.
Yep.
I think my favorite part.
The Timberwolves.
Or the part I'm looking forward to the most for the All-Star game is just seeing Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant on the floor at the same time.
That just happened in a real game, you know.
I know. And they almost
but they have to be on the same team.
They're going to be on the same team, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Which I'm hoping Steve Kerr will have the balls to, because Durant is a starter, Westbrook is not. I'm hoping Steve Kerr, the coach, will have the balls to put them on the court at the same time. And then I'm hoping Westbrook just pegs Durant in the head with the basketball as hard as he can.
I'm hoping that their teammates, when they both have to sit on the bench at the same time, will situate themselves so they have to sit next to each other.
That would be great.
That'll be awesome.
That's must-watch TV. You must watch.
I probably won't, but yeah, you must.
We'll catch the highlights.
Fucking the NBA D League is also being renamed the Gatorade G League.
Okay, the D in D League stands for developmental.
Yeah, the G stands for gangster.
There's an actual function to the letter D in D League.
Right.
Now it just stands for what, Gatorade?
It's the Gatorade League, or the Gangster League, or the G code. I think it stands for that. Like the same way you use, you know, it's gangster.
You know what they say about the G code?
You got to stick to it.
You always got to stick to it.
You got
to
stick to
it. I hope you know that, Dan.
We don't talk to police.
Nah, that's against the G code.
Nope. This is just Adam Silver working his magic, bringing in more money for the association, man. He's the best commissioner in sports, hands down. He creates meetings with Charles Oakley and Michael Jordan and James Dolan and makes the peace. He's awesome. I love him. Also looks like a malnourished Lord of the Rings orc. That's what he looks like.
I don't get the reference, but yeah, I feel you on
that. Just take my word for it. That's what he looks like.
You know what Dylan's more of besides the NBA? He's a big Lord of the Rings guy.
Huge Lord of the Rings fan.
If
you follow Dylan on Twitter, it's at dshiver with 4 non-consecutive E's.
Yep.
Go ahead and tweet him your favorite Lord of the Rings quote.
Yeah, I will definitely retweet you.
Throw some memes his way. Some GIFs.
Just reference Lord of the Rings on an everyday basis in your tweet interactions.
Fantasy nerds.
I actually don't like Lord of the Rings.
Silence fools. What else? NFL. Let's move on to another sport. Apparently, Charles Barkley, Sir Chuck, I guess this could also be classified as a continuation of the NBA section, lost $100,000 on the Falcons while watching the game in Vegas with Roddy White. Not surprising. Chuck has a bit of a gambling problem, which we respect on this show.
No, I kind of wish that Charles Barkley would release his picks beforehand so we could start fading him, because he is historically bad at gambling.
But you don't. I feel like you only hear about his losses.
They're big.
And they're funny.
Yeah.
Like, that's a bad beat. That's one of the all-time bad beats in the history of sports betting, was that Super Bowl. They had a 25-point lead, and the fucking Pats covered.
And they didn't cover.
Here's my thing about gambling on sports related to how much money you have. When it starts to become more than just a fun thing, like, okay, Charles Barkley, I don't know how many tens of millions of dollars he made in his career, but the guy is rich. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
If you're putting $100,000 down on a football game, it becomes more than just like a thrill. It's like you have a legitimate problem. Like that's.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
There's definitely a line.
Says his current net worth is $30 million.
Okay,
which isn't great.
$30 million, $100,000. That's a big loss.
That's a huge loss.
That's a big loss to Chuck, even. But you also got here. Here's one thing I'll say matters just as much as how much money.
He doesn't have $30 million in the bank.
When you're worth $30 million, you have everything to lose and very little to gain.
But I do think you got to consider this. What's he getting paid a year? It's a lot.
By TNT?
It's a lot. And
does he make it? Do they pay him $1 million?
At least, yeah.
You think?
I think so. And that definitely factors in here, because it's what you got in the bank. Plus, if Chuck's making $3 million this year, it doesn't matter as much. It's the Super Bowl.
This is
his biggest bet of the year, probably. You know what I mean?
Maybe it's an outlying bet. He doesn't do this on the regular.
I mean, it wouldn't shock me if he does. But yeah, I mean, it's.
I guess my point is, to all you gamblers out there, keep it fun. Don't wager life changing money. Not that $100,000 for Chuck is life changing money, but $100,000 is $100,000.
And I'm going to take the opposite stance here. I think you should wager life-changing money.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I did it. I went to Vegas.
And how'd that turn out?
Well, I'm here.
Changed your life.
You're still alive, I guess.
Still alive.
Changed your life.
Still kicking.
Robert Meacham, former Saints wide receiver, was jailed for owing more than $400,000 in child support. How do you... I don't understand exactly how child support works, but I have
it's kind of a bullshit process.
Here's the thing. How do you get to the $400,000 mark before you're jailed?
Because it's a percentage. So it's a percentage of how much you make, which kind of seems unfair. Like, why does one kid get more money in child support than another?
We're not going to get into the fairness of the child support system.
Why does one kid get more? What do you mean?
So, like, if you get knocked up by just, like, Joe Schmo who pumps gas at, like, Shell, and you only get, like, percentage of what he makes, but then if... You get knocked up by Robert Meacham, the kid's getting like $25,000.
It's not lottery for kids.
I'll tell you why. Because the judge wants each household to be a similar lifestyle. So the kid doesn't prefer to live with dad over mom.
There's your explanation. And that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Apparently, Meacham made over $20 million in 8 years in the NFL, but he couldn't pay his $400K in child support.
I think it builds up, and he's still going to have to owe more after this.
Dude, there's nothing like going to jail for owing $400K in child support.
Deadbeat.
Oof.
That's, yeah, that's a bad look, Robert Meacham.
Moving on to the UFC, Brock Lesnar has retired. Man, that's a huge loss. Everybody's going to miss Brock Lesnar.
Dude, Lesnar was the second biggest draw in UFC.
He was the guy.
It went Conor McGregor, Lesnar.
He was the guy who made UFC way more mainstream, I feel like. When I was in college, we would go to the bar to watch a Lesnar fight.
He is such a physical specimen, mainly because of the Mexican candy, the steroids. But
is that what we're calling it now? Mexican candy?
I've never heard it called that.
I think you just made that up.
I mean,
nobody calls it that.
No, people do.
I've heard vitamin S.
People do call it.
You know what? I'm going to trust Dan here because if anybody knows what steroids are called on the black market, it's Dan.
Yeah, who, Dan takes steroids.
I don't take steroids.
Who might very well have Mexican candy flowing through his blood system right now.
Me and Dylan are actually still trying to get some HGH, so if you got a plug,
yeah,
hit us up.
I'm trying to put on 10 pounds.
This is a legitimate thing. They're trying to get HGH. If you know an HGH guy, Dylan and Dan
and we don't
would
want,
like to
hear bullshit, from you. Like pills. We want the actual injections.
No police. By the way, you know, if you say that, if you say no police, they can't arrest you.
What? Yeah, that's facts.
Really?
Facts only.
Anyway, continue, Dan. I'm sorry.
Lesnar. I was just saying, Lesnar, like, when he came into UFC, he was just so much bigger than everyone he fought. And he was just like, he wasn't necessarily, like, he's not a good striker, but he was just.
He's just too
physically
big.
Manhandle you and just, like, consume you with his giant body.
What was the name of that chick who was the best UFC fighter girl? What was her name?
Ronda Rousey?
Yeah, Ronda Rousey. She's already been forgotten. But I feel like it was a similar situation where Rousey came out and was better than everyone else that was currently a UFC fighter for women. Now, she was fighting like janitors and nail ladies and
tomato cans.
Yeah, so she was kicking ass. Lesnar was probably fighting dude. Like, if he wasn't very good, is my point.
Frank Mir was decent. Like he had a, I think he had
sure, but Brock was just huge. He was a giant human being, and that was what made him win. That was it. He wasn't a good fighter. He would get rolled by dudes who were actually good technical fighters. In other UFC news, George St. Pierre has agreed to be in the UFC again.
It's a comeback. It's big.
Isn't he like 45 years old? What I mean, this is a guy who was fighting before Brock.
He's one of the legends. He's a legend.
He's like a dude you could play. Oh, he's only 35, according to producer Micah.
But this is a move to eventually have him fight McGregor.
He would die in the ring.
No, he's bigger.
I still think he would die.
How big is he?
He's 170.
How can you match up guys that are so different? Wait, what is McGregor? 130?
McGregor,
he's like 150, right?
He walks around at 170, so he wouldn't have to cut
weight.
But
he fights at what, 150?
155. No, 45.
I just don't see. I just. It's crazy to me. One thing that I do not understand at all in boxing or UFC is the
weight cut.
Well, but it's like a 155 pound Conor McGregor against a 175 pound George St. Pierre doesn't seem like it would be that big of a deal, but it is. That's a huge amount of weight in the ring. Now, in real life, if it's like the difference between me and some dude, like it really doesn't matter all that much.
Well, no, see, GSP is going to have to cut to 170. McGregor just keeps on his weight. He doesn't have to cut.
Yeah, but it's odd to me. Like, even if they fought at that difference, I'm saying, if St. Pierre fought at 170 and McGregor fought at 155, to me, I'd be like, yeah, it's only like 15 pounds. Not a big deal. But then he would die because they know what they're doing, and I don't. You see what I'm saying? Like 15 pounds doesn't seem like that much weight. But in a boxing ring or a UFC ring, octagon.
I'm going to have to take your word for it, Bill, because I really don't know.
Clearly nobody cares what I'm saying right now.
No, I care. I just, I'm not real knowledgeable in the field of
nobody
is. Hand-to-hand combat.
Neither am I. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'll throw it down with you, but I'll do that.
Let's get an octagon.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't like you too much.
What if we do? I want to do like
an American. Speaking of cutting weight, you look trim.
Thank you. I've been cutting weight.
Yeah.
I want to do like an American Gladiators type of competition.
Dude, yes.
Did you know they brought that show back for a little while and now it's gone again? It was a great show. I feel like we could have done that show justice, whereas
who's
whoever,
your favorite character? Like Nitro?
Oh, yes. What a great name.
That was just before dance time. Dan has no idea what
did
we're talking
about. Nitro's actually the mascot for UCF.
But not the same guy.
Yeah, not the same.
No, totally
guy.
Nitro.
Totally
the UCF Nitro is a dude in a
is a
suit
knight
of armor
with a giant head.
Yeah, yes. Nitro is just a roided out dude in '94 who
he might be dead now.
Who wore a unitard?
His heart might have exploded. Dan, did you get to watch any American Gladiators as a kid?
No, I was
like
more of
the OG show.
I was more of a Guts guy.
Okay, so you were.
I can't hate on that pick.
Not a generation, like 5 years off.
I mean, I was born in 91. So I
yeah.
think like Matt,
about 5 years
off. Like kind of on his way out.
Because I was on the back end of it, and it was like every time, it was on like 15 channels at one point.
Well, you had to watch it.
It was incredible. So the Mayweather-McGregor rumors are hot again this week because every week that there's not enough to talk about, this shit comes up again.
And this is a big week where there's nothing to talk about.
Apparently, this thing might actually happen.
It is. There's enough money to make it happen.
Dan believes Mayweather and McGregor will fight each other.
Yeah.
They're going to
put
box,
out,
right?
They're going to put out a ridiculous amount of money to both of them, and there's no way they're going to say no.
I just don't. What?
How much is a bunch of money? How much are they going to get, Dan?
They're going to split like $300
million. No way. Are you kidding me?
Dude, the thing
that
sucks
is so stupid.
If they do this, I'm gonna pay to watch it. Like
everyone
fucking,
is.
Oh, of course,
this is gonna be the most.
They're gonna get $59.99 out of me, and then Mayweather's just gonna sit there and jab McGregor
for
30
12
minutes.
Rounds.
It's gonna be really underwhelming.
It's gonna suck.
Like every Mayweather fight ever.
Like McGregor, the thing is, McGregor is gonna get dominated, but he's not gonna get knocked out, and it's not gonna do anything. Like you can't say, "Oh, McGregor's done," because it's his first boxing match. He lost to like one of the best of all time. So like. It's really a no. It's a win-win for both of them.
What are the chances McGregor?
Unless McGregor just fucking cold clocks Mayweather and knocks him out.
What are the chances
cold cock,
McGregor?
Not clock.
Cold clock. Cold cock.
Whatever.
Cold
either,
cock, right?
Either one. What are the chances McGregor gets frustrated and breaks all boxing rules and just tackles this dude and starts pounding his face
like
in on the
natural
ground.
Instincts just kick in, and he just goes to the floor with Mayweather.
He takes like 26 consecutive jabs to the face.
He
that,
puts him in an
armbar. And
arm
then he's bar. Like, fuck this. And tackles him. Yeah. Puts him in an arm bar. Some extreme. Rips his arm right off his body.
That'd be great.
These two idiots are still talking shit to each other on social media. Mayweather and McGregor trying to build up as much hype as possible and get as much money as possible. Enough about this. Let's move on to pedophilia. Jerry Sandusky's son, Jeffrey Sandusky, was arrested yesterday or the day before that for... child sex.
14 counts.
Yeah, I guess the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
If you're some random guy named Steve Sandusky who lives in, like, Illinois...
Gotta change your name.
You have to change your name, don't you?
Go straight to a government office now and change your fucking name.
You see the guy on Twitter. He's the voice of, like, the Ravens, I want to say. His name is Jerry Sandusky with a G.
Yeah. And people hit him up
constantly.
People
are like wishing him dead.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not the same guy, you idiots.
Is it in his bio? Because that's what you have to do. You just have to put it in your bio. I am not that Jerry Sandusky.
I think his bio says Jerry with a G, Sandusky, something like that.
Oh my God.
But that name is just forever tainted.
So does anybody do you guys know the details of this? Because
no, I don't want to know the
details.
Would you rather be named like Jerry Sandusky or like Adolf Hitler?
Probably Adolf Hitler.
Who says Adolf, by the way? It's Adolf.
Yeah,
Adolf.
I'm just repeating you.
Whatever.
I don't know if that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Adolf Hitler. But yeah.
Jerry Sandusky.
So we've got Gary Sandusky's shit pulled up right now, and it says
I'm Jerry with a G.
Is the first thing in his bio.
And then he gets to like the regular stuff in his bio.
I am Jerry with
you
a
poor
G.
Poor bastard.
No relation to former Penn State.
You just have to change your name. Yeah, his
it's
tweet
in
says
his bio.
To all who again invite me to spend eternity in hell, just a friendly reminder, I'm Jerry with a G, no relation to former Penn State coach.
I love how professional he is about this. Just a friendly reminder. Look.
Poor guy. Like one day, like life is grand, and then some guy named Jerry Sandusky is,
just
you know,
ruins everything.
Oh, fuck. That's a bad day for the good Jerry Sandusky.
You turn on your TV one day, and all of a sudden your mentions are blowing up, and you're just like, what the hell is going on?
Now my name sucks.
See, I think me and Dylan lucked out where we have names that are pretty uncommon enough that that'll never happen to us. But
yeah,
I think Bolin's a common enough name for you to have to worry a little bit, right?
I'm not worried about this at all.
Here's a fun fact. There are 5 people in the world with my last name.
Really?
I'm 1 of 5.
I feel like I got a few of Bolin's running around out there. Wait, how 1 of 5
in the
outside
world
of your immediate family?
I am 1 of 5. No,
period?
Including, yes. They're all
that's
directly related
family
to me.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what?
About to be
fucking
4.
Gary Sandusky needs to change his last name to Shiverer.
Yeah, he should.
He needs to join the squad.
I need to start recruiting some Shiveries.
The Obscure Sports Minute. Dun, 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 dun. That's our sound effect for this now.
The Westminster Dog Show.
How'd that end up?
A German Shepherd won. I know that.
Pretty
That's
dope.
All I know.
A pretty dope-looking German Shepherd took home the prize.
That's cool, though.
His name's what?
Rumor.
Rumor.
Rumor, the German Shepherd.
Oh, Rumor. It's right there on the
shouts to Rumor, the German Shepherd.
Yeah, shouts to all our German Shepherds out there who
is
are
that an upset?
Surely listening.
I don't know.
Don't usually like little toy dogs
it's
win?
It's usually a terrier. I think terriers win over 60% of the time or something ridiculous like that.
I bet
hounds don't get enough love.
I bet you Rumor is a good dog.
Y'all know I'm a big hound guy. Everyone knows that.
Yes, Dylan, we are aware that you're a big hound guy.
Yeah, so thank you, Ross. The hounds just don't get enough love, man. How do you not love a good hound?
I'm a love hound. Like I love all dogs.
The big droopy ears and the lackadaisical demeanor.
The only dogs I don't like are poodles.
I don't hate poodles.
They're idiots. Idiots.
No, they're actually brilliant dogs.
Idiots.
They're stubborn as hell, I think, though.
They look dainty. Anyway, Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
What kind of dogs do you have again?
Let's not talk about that. I've got toy Australian Shepherds. Mm-hmm. I'm the king of dainty. Kate Upton, back on the SI swimsuit cover.
I thought we had finally gotten rid of Kate Upton.
I'm glad we did not, because I enjoy her breasts, but she's been working out nonstop for a year and a half and documenting this shit on social media like crazy. Because after those photos leaked of her during, what was it called, Spankathon?
The Fappening.
Spankathon. during the Fappening, when those photos came out that of Justin Verlander's splooge all over her back, she kind of went into hiding. It fucked up her modeling career for a little bit there.
And then she came out of hiding.
But she hit the gym.
When Verlander didn't win, what was it? Cy Young.
Cy Young, yeah. She took
I was
to
like,
Twitter.
Oh, Kate Upton's back in the news.
She's ride or die.
What an idiot. She's not the brightest apple in the crayon box.
You know what the craziest part is? She's only 24.
She was so hot in 2012.
Wait, she's 24?
She turns 25 in June.
But
she's super young.
And yet she's still well beyond her prime. I
disagree.
Like her time is can't, like
she's not
was like
I don't
four
think she's
year,
done.
3-4 years ago.
Dude, okay, so I've seen
she's had the stock down arrow for years now.
She has.
Like
but
Cat
I think,
Daddy was prime Kate Upton.
If you bought low, you're about to cash in because she has cut a lot of weight. She looks like Kate Upton of 6 years ago almost. There's flashes. You can see a little bit of it. If you go watch the SI videos that came out today, they put out some teasers and whatnot of Kate in her swimsuit shoot for this calendar. She looks good.
Heard she's not great to work with.
She just never really did it for me.
So apparently the rumor is that she just bitched and moaned her way back onto the cover of this thing.
Yeah.
I saw some tweets about that. Allegedly.
And Christine Brinkley's in this, right? Why isn't she
Christy.
Christy Brinkley.
She's like 65.
Why isn't she what?
Why isn't she on the cover?
Because she's
60.
Because she's a mummy.
But she looks awesome for 65.
She looks good. She's the hottest 60-plus-year-old woman in ever. Maybe.
But wouldn't you think she'd have more pool than Kate Upton?
No.
Her daughter's in it too, I think.
Two
daughters.
Are, yeah.
And
the shoot they did with her daughters where she's standing on like a box in the ocean and her daughters are on the regular level. It's very odd looking.
Now those are Billy Joel's kids, right?
Well, at least one of them is because it looks exactly like
just
him.
Only one of them is.
Okay, that makes sense.
The other one is somebody else.
The other one looks exactly like Christie Brinkley. I don't know who the dad is. I wish it was me.
The one that looks like Billy Joel's, it's a little scary.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if I could have sex with her.
Piano Man.
I just have that in my head the whole time.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Kate Upton. Big comeback. I see big things for her this year.
I hope not.
I think 2017 is the year of the Kate Upton comeback. Now let's take a second to hear from some of our other Grand X Media podcasts.
You're sitting at your desk. You're bored. You're combing through spreadsheets wondering how the hell you're supposed to distract yourself. You know what the answer is to that? The Touching Base podcast.
You got time to kill, baby. Kill it with us, Touching Base. Just give us a shot to earn your business. I promise we will not let you down. Thank you.
Subscribe on iTunes.
Hey, Dudes Doing Business fans. Do you want to listen to a podcast that's co-hosted by a guy who recently was unemployed?
Of course you do.
We've got that for you, because our new co-host is the recently rehired Dan Regester.
Straight out of the soup kitchen.
Riches to rags, riches stories abound, aplenty.
Come listen to the Inside TFM podcast.
It's a better comeback story than Jesus.
Every week, listen and subscribe on iTunes.
Hello, I'm Ross Bullen, and I'm here to tell you about our sports podcast called Backdoor Cover, hosted by myself and Dylan Chivalry.
What's up, Billy?
If you like sports, or you have a gambling problem of some kind, we are probably the podcast for you. Again, the name is Backdoor Cover. We're on iTunes and SoundCloud. Every week we talk about the biggest stories in sports, pick some games. We talk about life.
We just have a lot of fucking fun.
We do. We have a great time. Hit us up, Backdoor Cover. All right, we're back. Hey, you like sports and you like sports betting. You should use mybookie.ag to place your wagers. If you use the code BACKDOOR, that's one word, when you make your first deposit, you'll get a 50% deposit bonus on that money that you put in. Now, there are some stipulations that go along with that, so you're going to want to read those. But hit mybookie.ag, use that code BACKDOOR, get a 50% deposit bonus, throw some money down on some games. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, and you get paid. Now, to the Backdoor Cover hotline. Our number is 800-392-6344. Give us a call, rant, give us a question, a topic, something about sports, preferably. Not, I mean, because it'd just be weird if it wasn't. We're supposed to be talking about sports. 800-392-6344. Every week we'll play the best calls and respond to them on the show. Let's listen to this week's first call.
Hey, Backdoor Covers. Your boy here from Atlanta. I just want to let y'all know what it's like down here. You know, everybody's a little depressed and everything, but, you know, there's some of us that, you know, didn't have a whole lot of faith in Atlanta because it's Atlanta. And let's just say my ball's pretty fat right now. Anyways, yeah, I just want to say y'all keep doing what you're doing. Dylan, I'm looking forward to hearing something about the Masters. Dan, glad you're back, man. All right, see y'all later. Bye.
Our boy in Atlanta with a positive phone call. I love it. And an Atlanta guy who admittedly bet against his team. Weird move, but got to respect it.
Got to hedge your emotions.
It's called an emotional hedge, and right. I don't hate it.
I understand an emotional hedge maybe during the regular season.
An emotional hedge, you can look at it two ways. You know you're going to – it's a win-win or a lose-lose is what I'm trying to say. Because your team wins, you lose money, or you win money and your team loses.
I'd pay money for the Eagles to win a Super Bowl. So, like, that's essentially what you're doing.
I am too stupid and too stubborn to be able to successfully hedge my emotions. I do the complete opposite and just bet every single Rockets game.
You go all in emotionally and financially.
Yes. I enjoy a good level of self-destruction in my life, I think would be a fair statement.
Yeah, because if your team wins, you don't enjoy it as much as everyone around you is able to enjoy it. You know?
Right.
Because you're like, I lost a grand.
So I double down. I either want to be super happy or just totally miserable. I don't want to be anywhere in between. But that's just me. Thanks to our boy in Atlanta. Our boy. Whoever that is. Let's go to the next call.
Hey, guys. What's up? This is Joanne. I go to LaSalle University. And I was just kind of listening to the last week's podcast, and I was thinking, they get a lot of really weird questions in Backdoor. And so I was like, huh, let's see if I can slide in a question that's not so weird. I don't know. I'm a basketball fan and I'm a sports fan, but I really like basketball mostly. And thinking about just NBA All-Star Weekend coming up, I just was wondering how you guys feel about tanking a season for a good draft pick. I was just curious about that. I have just been looking at a couple of the crappiest teams in the NBA and just some of their predicaments with the trade deadline and how some of them, it's really not going to help if they continue to try and win, like the Lakers. The Lakers, I live near L.A., so it hits me hard to watch them play. And it's like you want them to lose so they get a good pick, but then
then they start trying to win, and everyone's excited that they're winning, but then they end up in the middle of the pack.
We get the point.
God,
thank you, Joanne.
This isn't your show.
The question that Joanne is asking, basically, and I'm sure Dan will have some interesting takes on this as part of the process.
Hey, Joanne, guess what? If you guys aren't a top three pick, we have your pick.
Joanne is wondering if it's okay to tank.
Yes.
And yes.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
If your team is shit, like here's an example of a team that should be tanking this year is the Dallas Mavericks. They have a bad basketball team.
They're what, like, they've been on a run, though. Haven't they won, like, 9 of 10 or something?
No.
No?
They did start to pick it up. They have not won 9 of 10, but they did start to pick it up a little bit, which is a mistake. They're just fucking themselves out of a better draft pick. And it there's just, if you're a bottom-of-the-barrel NBA team, lose your heart out.
Yeah, do what Brooklyn's doing.
I'm always reminded of the Spurs back when they drafted Tim Duncan. I think the year leading up to that, David Robinson, I think he was injured the entire year. Mike was confirming with a nod. So, yeah, I know he's a big Spurs guy. So he was out the entire season, and they just had a terrible season. And they got the first pick. And then they drafted Tim Duncan. And they had the Twin Towers.
Robinson was probably
Robinson
fine.
Got healthy. And they, well, they had a nice little run there.
Dude, how old was David Robinson when Duncan?
He still had like four or five good years left, I think.
Man.
That was a fun team to watch.
The dynasty.
Yeah.
Now, the Sixers have been tanking for the last 3, 4, 5 years.
12, 13 seasons?
No. They haven't. When Hinkie got in, Hinkie died for our sins so that we could live. And now the Sixers, as you can see, we're starting to see some progress from all of Hinkie's sacrifices.
Trust the process.
Philly's not the best example.
No, we're a great example. Because if you look at our team right now.
Team hasn't won shit yet.
All right, so we're not the 8th seed. That is wrong. We're like 4 or 5 games out. I don't know what producer Micah says we're the 8th seed. No, we're like 4 games back. But no Embiid right now. He's still hurt. No Simmons, and we're still winning games.
This is why Philly is a bad example, though, because every single player you've drafted in the past 5 years has had at least one season-ending injury, bizarre.
But then we pick up another player. Early, like top 5 pick, and we're just stacking draft picks right now.
You're just stacking up, number one. And we're going to be loaded. Can't stay healthy.
We're going to be loaded in 2-3 years, which is going to coincide with LeBron's like kind of downfall,
dude. That's not a thing. This isn't like when Jordan retired and it opened up the NBA to new competition. There are too many good players right now.
No.
Like, okay, so LeBron retires. Now what? You got to deal with the Warriors still.
The year LeBron starts to, like, his production starts to go down, kind of like Kobe, is the year the East opens up. Because LeBron's going to have a stranglehold. Like, he's going to be in the finals for the next 3 or 4 years.
Who?
The Cavs.
No.
Yes.
No. 3 or 4 years?
Yeah.
You don't think anybody in the East is going to knock the Cavs out?
No.
Okay, well.
That's kind of the problem with the NBA right now, too, is like the next 3 or 4 years, it's going to be Cavs, Warriors.
I completely disagree.
Or the Spurs. Spurs are the only team that can like maybe fluctuate in and out.
Whatever. But yeah, tank.
Whatever.
That's kind of why the NBA is like not the most entertaining league.
Tanking is tight. I'm all about it.
I support tanking.
Tank. Rockets have never had to tank, thankfully, because of our GM. But if we got into a position where we lost one less than like 25 games, tank.
I remember when it was the Reggie Bush. Was it Reggie Bush, Vince Young? I think they both came out the same year.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of talk the Texans tanked it, you know, to get one of the two, whatever.
Right, right.
And they end up taking Mario Williams. They're like, oh, we don't want either. We don't want Mario Williams.
Which kind of defines our franchise, because that's the kind of shit we do. Clowney.
I think Mario Williams had a better career than Reggie Bush.
And Clowney was a monster this year.
Obviously over Vince Young.
In the end, Mario Williams did have a better career than Reggie Bush.
He wasn't first overall pick good, though.
I don't think he was, no.
He's just a physical specimen.
And what we needed at the time, and it could be argued that we still need this exact same thing, so we've made zero progress in like 10 years, is an offensive weapon. And we got a defensive guy. So it was like, oh, good.
Like, we got Clowney. It's like, yay. Like, he kicks ass. He's fucking great. And he's shaping up to be a really good pick, too. But is he better than Khalil Mack? Probably not. Is he going to win us a playoff game? Probably not, because we don't have anybody who can throw a fucking football. How do we get into this? Why are we talking about the Texans? I'm not supposed to have to talk about
Texans anymore
until next fucking
year.
He's talking about tanking. But there is no point in being a 6 or 7 or an 8 seed in the NBA. That's just, you're going to be in a constant, like, cycle of mediocrity if you stay there.
Oh, God, I'm upset now. That's it. We're done here. What, do you have any shouts? Shouts to the city of New Orleans.
Any shouts?
Keep our NBA players safe, New Orleans Police Department. Keep our... Don't keep Durant safe.
It's messed up, dude.
I'm anti-Durant now.
It's messed up.
I'm all Westbrook.
Is that a weekend we could see the two finally throwing fists?
I don't think so.
No.
They're both too respectful of the league.
I think Westbrook is.
I think in the end of the day, I think he is.
I don't think he gives a shit.
He's never hit anybody. He definitely would have by now if he didn't. He's insane. He for sure would have hit somebody if he didn't care.
If he just fucking levels Durant during the All-Star break or at any point in the season, how many games is he suspended?
30? I don't know. I don't know what happens there. That'd be one of the worst moments in the NBA, the history of the NBA. I don't think that'll ever happen, though. Shouts to German Shepherds. I guess.
Big dogs.
Whatever.
Shouts to Basset Hounds.
I don't really like German Shepherds.
They have really bad hip problems, man.
Shouts to toy Australian Shepherds.
No.
Oh, come on.
We're not shouting that.
The real Shepherds.
Any animal with toy in it, you don't shout to.
What if it's a mini?
It's better than toy.
Your dogs aren't really dogs.
You could call them large squirrels if you wanted to argue that. But they're great animals.
Shouts to Bloodhounds. I got a Bloodhound.
Shouts to Black Labs.
Oh, yeah.
Love me a black lab.
A black lab.
It's a really unique.
Love them.
Really unique animal there.
R.I.P. my black lab, Molly.
There are probably 30 black labs within a quarter mile radius of us right now.
They're everywhere.
30?
Yeah.
A quarter mile?
It's the most common dog ever.
It's like the office complex.
Yeah, but there's only one black lab in that 30 mile radius named Chase Muttley. Shouts to him.
Chase Muttley.
Shouts to Dan's dog, Chase Muttley. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover if you have Twitter. If you don't have Twitter,
it's the best social media platform there is by a mile.
I just don't get it. I just don't get it if you don't have Twitter, but a lot of people don't, so whatever. Check out our other podcasts. We've got Dudes Doing Business that's run by our CEO. It's about dudes and business. And we've got
Inside TFM podcast.
The Dan is on.
Dan is on.
Me, Jared, Jake.
It's about being a degenerate in college, and if you're into that, Inside TFM podcast. We've also got one called Touching Base. Dylan is on.
I'm on Touching Base. Yeah, my boys Will and Dave.
What do you guys talk about?
We talk about anything under the sun. Basically, what's going on in the world around us. We take questions. We talk about life, love.
Bachelor.
The Bachelor. No, that's a separate pod, actually.
What's that one called?
It's a party pod. It's a spinoff of Touching Base.
It's called Party Pod?
It's a party pod. It's not called Party Pod. Dan coined that phrase. I don't like it.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
It's a mini pod.
Well, okay.
I'm just a podcast slut, basically.
Check out mybookie.ag. Use that code BACKDOOR. Get a 50% deposit bonus. Stipulations apply. And don't be a pussy. Check out mybookie. That's it. Deuces. Bye-bye.
Later.